So if you've been following some of my conversations, you'll know that there's two people or there's two teams that I believe that should be investigated in South Africa. The first one is the Stormers in the Western Cape. They must be investigated. There is no way you can continue winning everything. You play against every team and you win. You must be investigated. Then there's another team in the PSL, Mamelodi Sundowns. We must deal with this team. Don Lepati joins you in conversation now. Good morning, Don. How's it going?
I'm fine, Epps. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you, Don. Don, do you hear my assertion here? I'm saying that in the rugby side, the Stormers must be investigated for winning everything. And then also, we must look at Mamelodi Sundowns. No ways such teams could just be so dominant. What is happening here?
What is happening is that... I think Motsepe is investing a lot, you know, in the players. I think most important is that the players are happy.
Yeah, and
everybody's happy at Sundowns. When you look at, you said that you're a Kosi, you know, when you look at what is happening in the Kosi camp, there's no such happiness.
Yeah. Why must you hate me like this, Don? Why must you
because I had you a Kosi. But remember that Sundowns, actually, you know, if you look at Mahobe is to hero worship Kaiser. You know, you can say that Sundowns is in a way a break away from Kaiser Chiefs and Orlando Pirates. You know, he loved Pirates, but he hero worshipped Kaiser. You know, Kaiser was just taking things by storm. You know, Kaiser Chiefs was a glamorous team, and he wanted that kind of glamour. You know, and remember, Kaiser Chiefs was started much earlier than Sundown. So, you know, in a way, you know, you could say that Kaiser was a hero. I mean, yeah, was a hero of Mahobe.
If you don't know who Mamelodi Sundowns is, I must explain that in South African football in the Premier Soccer League, you will talk of the Soweto Giants, which would be Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates. We'll know about that. But what you don't know is that they're dominant force these days, and they have been dominant, I think, for the past four or five seasons, yes. And that is Mamelodi Sundowns with the backing of Patrice Motsepe. But today, we are learning of a legend, that is Zola Mahobe, and the author of the book, Don Lepati, and the book's name, I'm holding it in front of me now, is called The Legend of Zola Mahobe. It's a fascinating book that details, I don't know, Don, should I be saying the start of Mamelodi Sundowns, or perhaps the growth of Mamelodi Sundowns. But before we get to it, tell us about Zola Mahobe. Who is this legend?
Zola Mahobe, when he grew up, he was not known, you know. But Zola liked, you know. Let me start by saying that he was born in Sophia Town, you know. His parents left him when he was young, and he was raised by his uncle, Uncle Silulu, you know. And, you know, he had to learn from, you could say, from the streets, you know, and he loved Pirates so much, you know. And he started working at Xerox, you know, then left Xerox, you know. Where did he go to? He went to IBM. Now, one thing that people don't realize about Zola Mahobe, or they don't appreciate, is that he was a genius, you know. They just take him as, you know, somebody who was street smart. But he was not only street smart, he was very intelligent. He was a computer fundi. And that is how the story of Sundowns, or that's where it starts, you know, when he sees an opportunity of robbing the bank, Standard Bank.
And I wanted to ask about that. You know, we talk about, and I dare call him the founding father of Mamelodi Sundowns. I think that's a fair assessment to say, or that's a fair statement to make, correct? He is the founding father.
Yeah. I had to use the word sire,
Yeah.
You know?
So many, you know, without going into detail, because I think that some of the listeners can go and grab, get a hold of the book, but without going into detail, you talk about a criminal activity that subsequently led to this team that is Mamelodi Sundowns now.
Yes. Yes. Basically, that's how it happened. That's, in fact, okay. Maybe I should not say this on air. You know, most of the black people who made money during those days, people didn't know how they were making their money.
Mm.
You know, nobody knows where Keza actually made his money from, Koza, you know, but we know that he was supporting, you know, pirates. So, yeah, crime was not crime during those days, you know.
And
even yeah. when Mahobe was arrested, you know, people were very, very, very angry because they just saw him as a man who took the money that was being taken from the black people, you know, and invested it back into the black communities.
Now let's go into detail about this, because you talk of a story about Zola, his girlfriend Snowy, and her job at Standard Bank, how she helped bankroll the club with Standard Bank money.
Yes, and Snowy actually trained as a nurse. And Zola, after working for IBM, after getting insight into how you could, you know, hack computers, because basically Standard Bank was actually the biggest client of IBM at the time. So Standard Bank used IBM systems, and, you know, Mahobe managed to, you know, learn how they were being used. And then he convinced his girlfriend Snowy to leave her nursing job at the Ratong Hospital to go and get a job at Standard Bank. In the meantime, Mahobe had been already, after leaving IBM, he decided to go and work for a bank, the same Standard Bank at Jabulani, for just 6 months. And then after that, started his own computer company, but then asked Snowy to join the bank. And that was in 1983. And when you look at that case of Zola Mahobe and Standard Bank, immediately Snowy got into the bank. They started hitting the money.
So what you're saying is Sundowns has always been a team of lavish lifestyle. Yeah.
Sundowns, as you know, Natasha does say that Sundowns is a lucky team. You know, a friend of mine has said the same thing, that Sundowns is a lucky team, because from Zola Mahobe, life has always been good in the Sundowns camp. You know, even when Mahobe was arrested, you know, Standard Bank kept, you know, held the team together, and they were still good. And then they got the Chiklasis family and the Krog brothers, you know, who also poured a lot of money into the team. So yeah, Sundowns has always been a team of lavish lifestyle. And now it is Mosepe, you know, you know, life has continued to be good since the times of Zola Mahobe.
I want to bring the listeners into the conversation. 20 minutes after 11. Good morning to you. My name is Wabungile Ganzelenzele, standing in for Clarence Ford. You're listening to the voice of Don Lepati, who is the author of the book called The Legend of Zola Mahobe, talking about the Mamelodi Sundowns story, also putting it up there. It talks about Zola, his girlfriend Snowy, and her job at Standard Bank, and how she helped bankroll the club back in those days using Standard Bank's money. It's not a story about glitz and glamour. It's not a story that tries to sort of puts crime into a lighter, funnier view, but it's just a story about the history of South Africa. And it's one of those books that I'm holding that is impossible to put down. And I say this, Don, you know, talking about this untold story, I could dare liken it to the likes of the Standard Gang and them notoriously robbing banks.
Basically, there is actually somebody who's put together a very small documentary likening Zola Mahobe and Snowy to the Standard Gang. You know, in fact, yeah, You could say, I don't know. You know, to me, this story is even bigger. I know the standard gang story was very fascinating also, you know, how they just used to walk in and out, you know, of the bank with the money. But when you look at the amount of money that they stole and you look at how much Zola stole, I mean, like Standard Bank to Zola Mahobe was a bottomless pit of money. Money was there on demand. Each time you wanted money, you sign a check and the check would be cleared, you know, basically.
It's a great
crime story, you know, in the same light. In fact, there are even certain similarities between the Standard Gang story and the Zola Mahobe story. If you look at them, I mean, the Standard Gang, Standard actually went into this thing because he was fed up with them, the apartheid system, you know. And then you have Zola Mahobe on the other side, who is a victim of apartheid and fighting back, you know, to get some of the money.
And, you know, Don, I know that in the book you do detail it, but without going into much detail around this, Zola was eventually caught and he did serve some time in prison, I believe. So maybe you could just tell us, how did he get caught?
How he got caught? Snowy got caught first, you know, and Snowy was scared and she just spilled the beans. And then Mahobe went on the run, even up to Botswana, you know. And after running off, government posted a reward for 10,000 rands. Just a lot of money during those days.
Yo.
But there were no takers. And then, I think about 6 months later or so, they increased the reward to 50,000. Now, that was... you know, 50,000 bucks, you know, during those times, you know. Remember, he bought this team for 100,000 bucks. Jomo Cosmos was bought for 100,000 bucks also. Now, that gives an idea of how much 50,000 bucks was. I mean, if you speak in terms of today, if you could get half the money to buy, let's say, Kaizer Chiefs or Sundowns or any of the top teams, you know, that gives an idea of how much 50,000 was worth. And yeah, a friend of his, you know, decided he's not going to let go of this money. If he did not, somebody else was going to do it, because there were people who knew that he was in Busan. And yeah, so he sold him out and the Busana police got him and handed him over to the South African police. And yeah, that's how it happened.
Yeah. And
you're going to say?
No, no, please, I'll hear from you.
No, I was just saying the funny thing is that when he was in court, he kept on saying that he did not know that Snowy was taking the money. You know, he thought this money was loans from Lesotho, because Snowy's surname was Mushash, and he used to claim to be related to the king of the Sutra at the time, you know. That's why even some people did not question much, you know, had dramatized. They thought, okay, this guy is from a rich family, you know.
And I mean, I imagine that from reading from your book that even in prison, Zola was well loved during his prison term.
He was very loved, you know. He was very loved, apart from the fact that he was a hero of the people. Remember also gangsters in, you know, in prison, you know, they used to, yeah. Look at the current story now of this Thabo Bester, you know, how he ran an empire from prison. Okay, we don't really know the truth, but it looks like he was. Yeah, so people who were into, you know, the rich people used to be thought of as gangsters, you know, and yeah, they couldn't touch him, but he was also very, very, very much loved. Everybody wanted to be his friend.
Baba Don, unfortunately, we have to part ways now, but before I let you go, where can people find the book? Is it still out there? And your parting words to the listeners?
Yes, the book is still out there, in fact, and some people just send me messages to say they got their copies on this weekend. It's available at Exclusive Books and really all the leading bookstores. There's the e version of the book, if anyone can go and search by the title, The Legend of Zola Mahobe and the Mamelodi Sundown Story. Everything will be there. There are audio books there. There's everything.
Baba Don, thank you so very much for joining us in conversation. Have yourself a fantastic day.
Thanks a lot for having me on the show, Apps. Thanks. I really appreciate it.